This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday? On Wednesday,
it's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
We just haven't been able to turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
That's right. You have basked in the glory of the game of the year long enough. The Bears have got to get ready for the New York Football Giants. And it's our job to prepare you for everything that's going to happen this week, Spiegs.
Dude, remember when the Giants dominated the Eagles 3 weeks ago? And people were like, oh, look at them. Well, that was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The defense has given up 105 points the last 3 weeks.
And poor Cam Scataboo.
Oh, dude, the loss of Scataboo on offense has been a big, big deal. Let's talk about that offense, because they're 18th in yards, 22nd in points, 19th in passing, but 12th in rushing. A lot of that was Scataboo before them. Look, there's still good stuff there because Jackson Dart is the story. NFL Offensive Rookie of the Month for October, nominated as Rookie of the Week again this week, has serious believers among Giants fans, among New York media, and more, because he's a very confident young man. We'll talk about the defense in a second, but let's hear Ben Johnson preview the Giants, and I'm sure that he mentions the young quarterback.
Listen, it's a good team coming on in here. I know what their record says, and I know I've been saying that for, it feels like, the past few weeks, but you talk about a really talented group who, since they made the quarterback change, you can tell he's really given them a spark. Their offense can score some points, and they have playmakers. And then defensively, this you could argue this is the best defensive front that we've seen so far this year. And so, huge challenge at hand. You know, we're going to have to be on our stuff here again this week, and I know the guys are going to be ready for this challenge, but really a halfway point of the season was this last week, and so we're excited about what November and December have to hold. This is really where teams start to separate themselves, so they know that, and we're looking forward to this challenge.
He talks about that defensive front, Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence is still in the middle of that D-line. You got to double-team him just about every time. And they have pass rush ballers. Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns has 11 sacks, and your guy Abdul Carter. This should be a more fearsome defense than it is, but it's been bad.
It so far has been bad. They haven't done a great job in some of those games that have been tight, and you're seeing a lot of growth from Jackson Dart. I don't know if I buy it yet, but he was one of those players that I loved watching in college, and he definitely has some it factor to his game. He doesn't play scared. I love that I don't know if he's doing like a kind of a version of fake it till you make it, but he seems like, hey, man, I want all the smoke, and I'm willing to do what it takes. And that's what you get when you have yourself a lane quarterback. I think that it's interesting, too, like watching the forecast. Did you see what the forecast is, Speaks, for
nope.
Sunday?
No, did not for here.
High of 42, 60% chance of snow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, the Giants have allowed the second most rushing yards in the league behind only, wait for it, the Cincinnati Bengals. So the Bengals are the worst run D in the league. The Giants are second worst, 150 yards a game. 5.5 rushing yards per attempt against the Giants is the most allowed. And this defense, since the fourth quarter collapse against the Broncos, they've given up 105 points over the last nine quarters. The Niners average 6 yards per offensive play. Kayvon Thibodeau said, that bleeps bad, man. That bleeps real bad. That's what he said about his own defense. And Brian Daboll was asked how he's going to correct the defensive issues of the last 3 weeks, giving up 30 points in each damn game.
Yeah, we're working. We're working at it, Jordan. We had, you know, long meeting like we do after every game. And looked at, you know, some of the things that were good, and then a lot of the things that need to improve. And that's collectively. That's all of us, from the coaches to the players. And we're doing everything we can do. Obviously, we've had morning meetings today. The players are meeting now with the coaches. And we'll continue to do that here throughout the night and tomorrow to make sure that, you know, we're doing the things we need to do to be successful. You know, there were some good things in the run game, and then there was, you know, some things that weren't. It wasn't one person, it wasn't one position, it wasn't one call, it wasn't one missed tackle. Just overall, we need to be better.
You keep saying that we need to do better. Like, in what ways? Like you're going to go into this week and try to teach and learn from it, right? Like, in what ways do you need to get better?
Yeah, there's a number of things, from technique to, you know, maybe change up the scheme a little bit, to open field tackling. Everything that's, you know, important on defense, you know, we got to do a better job of. That's collectively, that starts with me, and that's what we'll work on doing.
Okay, hey, I know that was kind of a perfunctory, all right, I'm going to say something because I got called on me throwing out coach speak. But it is something to keep in mind if you're the Bears that maybe they change a little bit of who they are because things have been bad so far.
Maybe so, but the Bears ought to be trying to run it down their effing throats on Sunday, especially now that you've alerted us all to the forecast. Look,
I really
just
believe
one thing.
There is an advantage to Bears weather, and it's an advantage for us.
I thought about Lovie Smith.
There's really no advantage. I just like bringing it up.
I thought about Lovie Smith, though, today, because Bears-Giants, I think of Jay Cutler is down right now after 9 sacks in the first half. Bears-Giants, I think about Sean Landetta whiffing on a punt in the 1985 playoffs. And I think about the fact that these two teams met in the first ever NFL championship game back in 1933. 6 times they met in the old NFL championship game. So, you know, charter franchises, family-owned businesses meeting on the big stage on Sunday with what? Joe Davis and Greg Olson and Pam Oliver as our broadcast team.
Which is nice. It's a big step up from other broadcasts of the game. It'll be enjoyable. And I'm hearing in a couple of weeks there's going to be a really enjoyable broadcast of a Bears game, too. So that's good because they'll be back on CBS. And I was worried.
We were getting the holiday bringer, the hot dog eaters,
yes,
those jamokes again.
No, that's not happening. Everything's going to be fine. So that gets you ready for Bears v. Giants. And I guess I shocked some people with the weather forecast. Dress warm if you're going. Now let's take a look at what's going on in the North. Let's start with the Packers. They take on the Eagles. Had you told me that this was the matchup a week ago, and you knew because the schedule is the schedule, you would have said, hey, a matchup of the two best teams in the NFC. the Packers versus the Eagles. And then the Packers went out and laid an egg against Carolina, and there's a lot of questions on why the coach hates Halloween and why they're not finishing these games. The game against Carolina, they didn't finish. They didn't finish the game against Dallas earlier in the year. What's keeping them from doing this? This is what Romeo Doubs said about the Packers locker room and them trying to process the loss of one of their biggest weapons, Tucker Kraft.
I don't wish that on any man. And, you know, Tucker is in a better place.
He's fine. Tucker Kraft is... I want to make it very clear that Tucker Kraft is alive.
That reminds me of, like, when Eloy Jimenez had passed.
And they put his jersey in there.
Yeah, Marian Hossa had passed. No, these guys didn't pass. They just got a hurt.
I don't wish that on any man. And... You know, Tucker is in a better place.
He's alive. He just has an ACL tear.
He's got a hospital, like with his leg in traction. He's home.
I mean, home probably is a better place, but he's alive. That needs to be pointed out.
Sorry for your loss.
No, he's with us. But here is Matt LaFleur on how Luke Musgrave will try and fill the void left by Kraft.
Yeah, Luke's a guy that, you know, we got a ton of confidence in. And I think his career got started off, in, you know, faced a little adversity, being in and out of the lineup with some injuries. But what he does bring is he definitely brings a vertical presence. And we're going to have to put him in situations where he can utilize his strengths.
Do you have to schematically change much with him in the offense? They're so different, Tucker and Luke, in terms of their strengths and what they do.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some tweaks in regards to just like it is with the difference with maybe in the receiver room. You ask some guys to run choice routes, and you have other guys to run the deeper developing routes, and so there'll be some tweaks in that regard.
Matt, did you get to talk to Tucker after the MRI? How's he? I mean, obviously, a season-ending injury really sucks, but how's he doing?
He's doing as good as you could ever be doing, considering the circumstances. So, Tuck's a guy that he's not going to flinch, and that's why we love him. I mean, he's a hell of a player, hell of a teammate, hell of a guy. I'm bummed for him. I'm bummed for us. But it is, it's part of it. And it's got to be that next man up mentality. And, you know, unfortunate for him. But now other guys are going to get an opportunity.
Tucker is in a better place.
He is alive.
It's amazing that Matt LaFleur was able to speak to him. Ouija board, you think? I mean, what kind of medium was he using to talk to him?
Well, his last name is Kraft, the Kraft.
Oh yeah, I mean whatever it is, it's great. I feel bad for the family, frankly.
Don't, because he's alive.
Okay,
he's gonna be okay.
Hey, but that's a hell of a Monday nighter. Come on now, Packers and Eagles. That's the two best teams in the NFC.
Packers
right now.
Packers kind of need it. They need it considering what happened last week and losing Tucker Kraft. The Lions are at Washington.
And this is supposed to be. Yeah, this is supposed to be another matchup of two elite teams in the NFC, but it's, as you've been saying, you've been telling people that the Commanders are not good, and now without Jaden Daniels for a while after the dislocated elbow here.
And there's a lot of people talking about Quinn, because Quinn had to be like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have had him in the game.
He fell on the sword for that one, man. That was a heavy bit of honesty and culpability from Dan Campbell. I do applaud it, or from Dan Quinn, I should say. But remember, these Lions, they got beat up by Jaden Daniels and the Commanders last year in the playoffs, ended their season, so I'm sure they want it. Dan Campbell is going to try to put the loss that they just had to the Vikings in the rearview mirror.
We had a number of our guys that we really depend on we expect to play better. I expect to play better football, you know. And us as coaches, starting with me, I got to coach it better. I got to get them ready. I did feel like we were pretty prepped. I felt like we were good going in last week. I thought the practices were sharp. They were intense, but we didn't play well enough. And so really, I know this sounds crazy, but sky's not falling. We just didn't play very good. We just didn't play very good. And so much of it is the fundamentals and the discipline, which has not been an issue. And it showed up in that game, and they capitalized. They did a good job, and they took advantage of our mistakes, and they got a dub because of it.
Watching that game yesterday and watching what the Vikings threw at Jared Goff, and he wasn't as ready for it as you would expect. He got sacked 5 times. They were able to move the ball, but when they needed a big play, Minnesota's defense would come up with one, including a forced fumble on David Montgomery, who until that point in the game was having a rough time establishing himself as a runner, and it looked like he had a big run in front of him after fumbling the handoff. He regathers it, Spiegs, and then has it peanut punched out. The Vikings' defense was extraordinary in the second half of that game, and they made some short fields for J.J. McCarthy, and he capitalized on those short fields. He did a lot with his feet, opening windows to throw. The numbers don't look great for him in that game, and when I looked at him initially, I was like, ah, and he got sacked 5 times too. After I watched it, I felt like he played better than what his stats said.
That's really interesting, because analyzing, critiquing, and estimating J.J. McCarthy is a pretty polarizing thing among NFL quarterback criticizers or critiquers these days. It's like, because we've overestimated that guy, we've underestimated that guy, and then it seems to kind of go back and forth a lot. So it's interesting that after you watched it, you thought he was a little better than the numbers. The Vikings are obviously pleased to have come out of there with a win and now get the Ravens at home at noon on Sunday. And Kevin O'Connell, we love hearing him talk offense. He talked about a Ravens defense that the Bears just saw with Roquan Smith back with Paul Allen of their broadcast team.
I don't know who the best player on the Ravens defense is at this time of the week. Roquan Smith, I've looked at that. Kyle Hamilton, just the Notre Dame safety. How does he play? Like Kyle Hamilton, what do you think about him?
Yeah, I think, they've kind of throughout the season, he really was playing a lot more of the safety position. Early on in the year, they make a trade for a third safety, Gilman, from the Chargers, who is a very good player. And that's really allowed Kyle Hamilton, almost Josh Metellus-like, to get down near the box a little bit more and be a major factor as a blitzer, major factor around the line of scrimmage. You know, they want to get him closer to the ball, Derwin James-like, that we saw a couple weeks ago, because he's that kind of impact. I think he's one of the best defensive players in the National Football League right now. When you really think about his impact at all levels of the defense, run and pass, affecting the quarterback as a pressure player, but then matching up with the likes of, you know, Puka Nacua or Devontae Adams when they played the Rams, and you look at him against the Bears receivers, and we know those guys well.
Yeah.
You just see a guy that's got a total complete skill set, football IQ off the charts, and a physicality to how he plays as a big old long, you know, strong player in the middle of the defense now that we've got to know where he is at all times. Roquan's obviously a very, very good player, and I think they've got some really good corners. They're very big and physical in the interior of their D-line. Challenge, for sure, and I think they're doing a really good job figuring out exactly who they want to be. They've been a lot better against the run the last 2-3 weeks, and they can always turn the ball over with the type of scheme they play if you're not really tight with your operation and how you're playing.
Trying to figure out what the Vikings are is a full-time job. Like, it's a full-time job, because you see the parts that they have and you go, okay, you know what Flores wants to do defensively, and occasionally he's able to pull it off in an extraordinary way, like he did on Sunday and like he did against the Bears. But I think that the quarterback limits them while he's developing, even though you have an incredible wide receiving core that you can mess around with. And now that Addison is back, it makes them even more dangerous. It's kind of like, how quickly can he get up to speed? Because the elements are there for the Vikings to be a playoff team.
Well, that defense has to be creative and effective the way they were against Jared Goff and the Lions in the game that you got a chance to watch. And Brian Flores had a had a really good game. It's interesting, man, because Kevin O'Connell has got to be looking at Sam Darnold, who threw four touchdown passes in the first half of his most recent game and is going to get a lot of MVP votes at this point. And thinking, what did we do? Was that the right thing? But, you know.
Should we have offered him like a bridge contract that wasn't too prohibitive and that would have allowed for another year of a healthy J.J. McCarthy learning how to play the position?
Right. Like And I don't know if Darnold would have taken it, you know, but like he's doing some pretty great things. I will say this Sunday slate has a couple of killers, man, that, you know, New England at Tampa Bay. What you got, Drake May? Let's see you on the road against Baker Mayfield and that team. And then in the late window to have the Rams at the Niners is a pretty fun one because both those teams are showing like either one could step up and win that division. I want to see which one does the rest of the way.
And even in the game with the Vikings and the Ravens, by the way, Lamar Jackson, AFC Player of the Week. And now the Ravens have to figure out a way to get back into this thing, and I believe they're the odds on favorite to win the AFC North, which is wild since they're 3-5.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't believe in that full on Steelers thing, you know, and just assuming that the Ravens are gonna, you know, have this portion of their schedule where they play up to speed. I mean, you saw Lamar last week against the Dolphins. That was like, whew, that was a guy, you know, got a GM fired. Probably should have got a coach fired that night.
By the way, it's pretty clear to me that the Arizona Cardinals do not like their quarterback.
Dude, Jacoby Brissett getting another week while
breaking news, Speaks. I think it's Jacoby's job because Kyler is on IR now.
The way that Gannon talked about him sure sounded like, let's just give him another week to relax and recover, thanks. And now it's IR?
Yep, wow. He's gone for at least another four because they want to see what Jacoby Brissett can do for them. That's what I'd be thinking if I were Kyler Murray. And I'd also be thinking, man, I should have played baseball. No, but he got all the money, so it's it's fine.
But, you think Ruben's gonna find him on Call of Duty tonight? Then
I'm certain that he can find him pretty much every night on Call of Duty. We need to take a break. Why? Because we want to share with you what it was like at the United Center yesterday. I have an anecdote from our buddy Rich Wyatt, who does the engineering. Our buddy Wayne Randazzo, the Score's own,
the Randazzler.
He's going to join us next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Four.
We come to you tonight from the greatest city in the world, in Chicago, alongside Stacey King. I'm Wayne Randazzo, in for Adam Amin tonight. 12 seconds left. Giddey on the inbound from Jones. It's Oubre on it. Herter sets up a screen. Giddey races to the basket, fires it out. Fulton hits the shot.
Dazzler. Oh my goodness. Oh, Bulls Nation, they're for real. The Cardiac Bulls do it again.
Hi, Wayne. Hi.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We're going to catch up with Wayne Randazzo in just a minute. It's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial for their all access plan. Over 300 live games per year, Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. I was talking with Rich Wyatt, because you know I do laps during breaks, Speegs. So yes. I go in there because Rich Wyatt was engineering our guy, Zach Zabin. Shout out to my man, Zach. Like, being able to flip between two of my guys last night was pretty awesome, because I love Wayne and I love Zach. And I said to Rich, I was like, so how was it there? He's like, man, it was loud. I was like, yeah. He's like, it was so loud you could feel it in your chest. It was like concussive. Like the amount of noise that Bulls fans are making in the third and fourth quarter.
Wow. That's excellent. That's excellent. It seemed like it was coming off the TV like that. It was coming through the players like that, and they were commenting on it afterwards and feeling it. That's really cool. I love that. That Wayne and Zach and hell, that Rich gets to be down there to feel that stuff. Like, people we know getting a chance to be that close to it when it's like that. I didn't even know that Wayne had a lot of basketball on the resume. There's a lot of college basketball.
Oh yeah,
in Wayne's past, and you know, I think a lot of people know him as the
baseball guy. Yeah,
yeah, the voice of the Angels on television. Used to be the voice of the Mets. One of the voices of the Mets on the radio, and Kane County Cougars back in the day. Obviously, Apple TV.
Has he been on the PBP?
Absolutely. Absolutely has been on the PBP podcast, Voices of Baseball. And a Kane County Cougars guy, and as you mentioned, with some score history. But, like, you heard him being pumped to be in the greatest city in the world, as he called it there before, and getting a chance to work with Stacey King on some Bulls games. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, I like him doing the Mick Foley crowd pop. Like, that was good. You know, you have to go in and let people know that you appreciate where you're at. And you
we come to you tonight from the greatest city in the world.
Damn right, Wayne.
Yes, it is. It's like, it's the greatest. I think it's in the greatest hemisphere in the world myself. I think the Western Hemisphere is the number one hemisphere of all time.
And we heard from Jabari, those Great Lakes.
Shout out to the Great Lakes.
You know, best city in the world, Mud. Where is it?
San Diego.
Right here, man. You can't beat it.
San Diego is pretty awesome.
I mean,
I'm not gonna lie about that.
Yeah, and if I was, you know, Sutcliffe tanked, I'd probably be feeling San Diego like that too.
It's a good place. Yeah. I was thinking about it as I was driving in today because, you know, now the fountain is, like, I believe the rule now is that it's off when we go back, like when we do the hour back, they turn it off.
I don't know. Makes me sad when it's off.
This place, I love this place in the summer. Like, summertime shy is obviously a thing. I feel like a fall like the one that we've had so far until it snows on Sunday is pretty elite if you're trying to show off Chicago.
Yeah, I guess. It's just, there's that feeling of inevitable doom that's in the air. That it's like, that it's just like, hell is coming to breakfast soon. You know what I mean? And breakfast is going to be, like, you might not even get to breakfast when hell gets here. You might just be locked and loaded working from home and just having to, or having to add an extra hour to your commute and all of that. You know, it's... I was
watching a college football game a few weeks ago, and this is still when we were having 80-degree days or whatever, and it was snowing in Wyoming. And I'm like, is this a rerun? Like, what is going on here? It's like, no, it legit snowed, and then it was 50 degrees because that's what happens when you're at 7,200 feet. But I was just sitting there going, wow, look at that snow in early October. Huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's too bad. And like the idea that there might be snow for Bears Giants on Sunday. And well, by the way, you brought up the things that you think about when you think of Bears Giants. I think of two things, and I was in the house for both of them. I think of Devin Hester.
Yes, understandably so.
With the slow play. Oh, my God, that's such a great highlight. And I think about one of our guests that we're going to have on today. Alex Brown back in 2004 against the Giants.
Yeah, you'll hear a story about that top of the hour.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, remember when he was on last time talking about that?
Oh, that's right. The last time we talked with Alex. But yeah, 2004, Alex Brown with four sacks in that game.
There we go. Well, you know, this is a lot of history, man. It's two charter franchises with a lot of history. Yeah, you freaked some people out with the snow going on this weekend. Like, I don't know if that was your plan.
I didn't make it. Like, it's just looking at a forecast.
You know, whatever, Skilling. So here's the good thing, though. The good thing about this fall season is that we are entering car fridge season. Like, where if you leave the leftover iced tea in the car tonight, you go out there tomorrow morning, it is going to be absolutely perfect. That half iced tea is going to be just absolutely dialed in here in the middle of car fridge season.
So the Randazzler! He is here. Wayne Randazzo now joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Wayne, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Like, as someone who is now an outsider, like, you're parachuting in for a few games to call Bulls basketball, what were the things that you were hoping to find out? What were your questions about the Bulls as you were putting your boards together for these games?
Yeah, I mean, I think basically just if they could hang with some of these teams in the Eastern Conference. I mean, their schedule really aligns at the beginning of the season to have all these tests, and they've passed them. You know, they beat the Knicks at home. This crazy comeback last night against the Sixers. You know, they kind of laid a little bit of an egg in New York, but they also didn't have Dosunmu, nor did they yesterday. But I think they're checking a lot of boxes right now, and it's been fun to watch. And a lot of talk about Bouzelis going into the season, making his leap from year one to year two. But really, I think it's Giddey, the one who's making the big leap, that's taking those next steps, and he's elevated his game tremendously. He's really the star of their offense.
Did you feel last night, Wayne, that was even on the table, that comeback? Did Stacy feel like it was on the table? You guys must have discussed at halftime and during commercial breaks.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, it's just because of the nature of the beast in the NBA that, you know, a 20-point comeback is really not crazy. You know, it felt like it in the moment. They were down by 24, and it kind of was a slow process comeback and was mostly all done in the second half. You know, I think the biggest surprise of it was how they shut down Philly defensively in the second half. I mean, the Sixers scored 75 points in the first half, and I think with 36 in the second half. So that was a huge swing in terms of what Philly was doing offensively. But we didn't really know what Embiid could do for four quarters, and it looked like toward the end he couldn't do a whole lot. I mean, he was moving pretty slow in the second half. And you could even notice him like kind of warming up before he even re-entered the game in the fourth quarter. There's still some issues there as far as getting him into mid-season form. And Maxey lost his touch as they went along. The Bulls made some big shots. And, you know, we never did close the door. It wasn't like we thought, oh, this is over. But, you know, it was still an incredible thing to witness in real time because it took every bit to the finish line for them to pull it off.
Watching that game play out, and we're talking with Wayne Randazzo, who's sitting in for Adam Amin. How many more games are you going to call, by the way?
I think I have five more.
Sweet. All right, this is great. Yeah. All right, so watching that game play out in the third and fourth quarter last night, I felt like I was watching a Sixers team that just melted. They looked gassed, and I remarked like about the seven-minute mark of the fourth quarter. I didn't know if the Bulls were going to be able to pull it off, but I knew that the Sixers were taking terrible shots after spending a majority of the game taking great shots and really pushing the ball up and down the floor. They got stagnant. The ball would get to Embiid. He was taking step-back jumpers. And you're going, that's not going to finish this team off.
Yeah, it really wasn't. And I think the Bulls did a nice job clamping down defensively. They got more physical in the second half, which helped. And I think that really slowed down Embiid as well. They really got the best of Vucevic in the first half. And then the second half, it kind of swung the other way where Vuce was getting some touches and poking the ball away from Embiid and kind of getting in his head as a defensive presence. You know, Bouzelis, Casey Johnson mentioned it going into the second half that, you know, Billy Donovan was kind of upset with how Bouzelis played defensively in the first half. And you could see a pep in his step defensively in the second half. They just got more physical, and I think that kind of slowed down what Philadelphia was able to pull off in the first quarter when they were just able to move around the court freely and make their shots, and everything was going smoothly for them. You know, on top of that, again, with Giddey, there is such a command that he has with this offense that he is able to slow things down and find the guys either that he's looking for to pass to or take the shots himself. It's extremely impressive to see how he really runs the offense, especially on a night where they didn't have Dosunmu for the second straight game and haven't had Kobe White at all this year. You know, Giddey has been able to keep things under control, and he's turning into a special player.
Oh, this is great stuff with Wayne Randazzo. Wayne, you just stepped right into the dynamic between Lawrence and I as two talk show hosts regarding this game. As he was asking the question about the Sixers playing poorly offensively and falling into some traps, which they did, I was shaking my head and I'm like, but yeah, but the Bulls got more physical. And then Wayne answers the question and goes to the physicality and the Bulls defense. It was both, though, wasn't it? Like, there's probably a middle ground here. I love how physical that entire Bulls roster seemed to play in the second half, and that can make an NBA team then go into a shell and do some stupid things.
Oh, definitely, and I think we saw that yesterday. I think with Embiid in the second half, he felt like, yeah, maybe his legs were giving out a little bit, but also he didn't have control over Vucevic like he did early. You know, Maxey played so freely, and he can do so many things. He's so quick, but they were bumping him up a little bit in the second half, and I think some of the other guys too, like Grimes and Oubre, guys who got some good looks in the first half, they weren't getting anything off in the second half because of the physicality. So that definitely contributed into the Bulls clamping down defensively, and it opened up the Bulls offensively. Plus, they have such a togetherness about them. Like, they are really all for one and one for all in a way that most NBA teams aren't. And they believe in each other. Like, you know, when the last guy on the bench is out there, there's still a belief that he can help and contribute and get the job done in some way. You know, Jalen Smith played effective minutes yesterday. Okoro, even though he's a starter, he's still a guy that comes in and out. And he really had a big presence felt on the defensive end, and then he made a couple of shots too. So, you know, all the way around, I think this team, maybe you look at the stars that the Sixers are able to put out there, and you can see how maybe they don't compete head-to-head in that way. But from a team standpoint, you know, we've seen the Bulls play really well together, and I think that showed up big in the second half.
It's kind of amazing that the Bulls were able to pull this off, Wayne, considering that it wasn't a great night for Matis Bouzelis. I'd love to know, now that you've called a couple of Matis's games, you've obviously been doing all sorts of work on him, what's fair for us to expect, and what are the things that you like about his game?
That's a good question. I've been trying to figure that out, too. What is fair about what the expectations are? You know, he puts all these on himself. Like, he wants to win Most Improved Player. He wants Billy Donovan to challenge him to be a better defender. So you kind of use his guidelines and say, well, okay, if you think you're going to be the most improved player, or if you think you're going to be a top defender, then I think that's where we should judge you. On the other hand, there are still some steps that he needs to take and some fullness that he needs to add to his game. I do think he's at his best when he's attacking the rim and he's able to go straight to the basket with some authority. But there's another side that, as far as the physicality, when he's got the ball, that he has to make sure he can draw fouls and that he's earned some respect around the league to do that and to go bump up against some of these guys and get some calls, because he really hasn't. Although he's been fouled way more than have been called against in favor of him, he hasn't been able to get some of those calls. So I think he still needs to take some of those steps offensively and defensively. But I think there was a different, like a different energy that he had in the second half last night, where he felt some confidence and he felt strong out there and he felt like he could make a difference. And he did as the game went along. And you kind of want to see that guy show up for all four quarters every night. I don't think we've seen that yet.
So before Wayne Randazzo was methodically taking over the world of live events as a play-by-play broadcaster, he worked here at The Score. And somebody called you the Randazzler. We heard Stacey King drop that last night, and it made us smile.
The Randazzler!
For kids, if you don't know, the Bedazzler was a really kind of mediocre, a sewing tool that let you fasten rhinestones and studs and patches onto clothes and other fabrics, and it was popular in the 2000s. Wayne, who called you the Randazzler first, to your memory?
I'm pretty sure it was Dan McNeil.
Okay. All right. And how you feel about the Randazzler and Stacey King having some Score DNA on the broadcast? That made all of us smile. Want to make sure you're okay with that.
Yeah, of course. It's great. I mean, it's a funny nickname, and it's been something that, yeah, when I think Mac even said it before he returned to The Score. So I was something that he had said for a while. And it stuck, and you know, it's always good to have something like that stick. You know, it's better than any other kind of name you could be called, which I'm sure has come across my plate as well. But it's fun, and I'm glad Stacey used it, and I'm glad Stacey's okay after a big thrill last night. You know, he was really hanging on for dear life toward the end of that game, and it was a big crash here at the finish when the Bulls made that last shot.
Yeah, Fred Sanford. Yeah, he went full Fred Sanford yesterday.
Oh my goodness, Elizabeth. I'm coming again, Elizabeth. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's the big one, Elizabeth.
Hey, yo. Yeah, he's getting the treatment on social for that call for a lot of reasons. Wayne, man, congratulations on this. We love that you're, you know, kind of back in Chicago doing some stuff. And it's super cool to have a night where you're doing TV, Zach's doing radio. Like, it felt great, like, as a consumer of Bulls basketball to see you guys doing it.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's so cool for me to be able to call games for a hometown team. I've called games so many places now and on two different coasts, and, you know, to do it at home is extra special, and that was my first home game yesterday, so I don't think I could ask for a better one than that. So very, very fun night, and I appreciate that from you guys.
Thanks, Wayne. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Wayne. Yeah. See ya.
That's Wayne Randazzo.
That's great, man. That's great. And hey, it could be Meat Pants. You know what I mean? Like, Randazzler's is pretty good. It's pretty good with the lasting power.
Most people don't remember that. You keep bringing it up.
I'm just okay. I don't mind it. It's all right. I figure the few people who do remember it will be like, oh my God, Speaks is Meat Pants? I didn't even realize.
Well, now they know. And knowing's half the battle. G.I. Joe. When we come back, we'll go through the injury report for the Bears. That's next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book. That is Chris Ronji.
Afternoons on the Score.
Little scheduling update. We have to reschedule with Alex Brown. We'll be doing Alex Brown tomorrow at some point. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. Speaks. I have the Bears injury report here.
Yo.
It feels like we are at the point where veterans are getting days off to me.
That's what I read there, too, is a bunch of vets with DNPs on the Wednesday, especially the first practice, first full practice of the week.
So let's go through it real quick. Josh Blackwell, concussion protocol. Kevin Byard did not practice with an ankle. TJ Edwards, hand and hamstring, did not practice. Grady Jarrett, rest. I like that. Rest for him. DJ Moore, hip and groin, did not practice. Roma Dunze, ankle and heel, did not practice. Dominique Robinson, ankle, did not practice. Now, the limited group, Roshan Johnson, Cole Kmet, Kyle Manungai, after he was asked to carry the mail last week. DeAndre Swift with the groin, limited. Luther Burton still in concussion, but back at practice. So that's good. He has stepped out of that. So there we go.
Yep, that is good to see Luther Burton there. One other injury note, Asante Samuel, the free agent corner, who was a second-round pick by the Chargers in 21, got hurt in the offseason, had spinal fusion surgery, was cleared yesterday to play by the doctors. The Steelers doctors were the ones who did his surgery. He's got visits with the Panthers today, the Packers tomorrow, the Vikings on Friday, the 49ers next Monday, the Bears next Tuesday, and the Steelers next Wednesday. So all of these teams want to talk with him post-trade deadline to get a real legit starting corner to come to your team as a possible free agent is pretty damn fascinating. So we'll keep an eye out for that.
And his junior, not his dad, just in case you were wondering. Like, wait, how old is Asante? Because I think Asante's my age. Like, yeah, it's not right. Him, it's his son.
It's Leon Sandcastle, ladies and gentlemen.
That's who it is. He's coming out there to play. We need to take a break. When we come back, we will talk about the player of the week in the NFC and also update you on the Roma Dunze story from yesterday. I think there was a nice move by the Bears yesterday. We'll explain next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.